the president of the Michigan Nurses Association, John Carabian. He's on the other end of our line. John, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you, Tony?
I'm well. John, do I have your last name pronounced correctly?
Yes, it's Caribbean.
Oh, Caribbean.
Yep.
How cool is that?
I wish I was somewhere warmer like the name would suggest.
You know, it seems like the Michigan Nursing Association really has become a lot more politically active in the last couple of years. Is that so?
Well, I think that's true. I think you know, our members have seen the type of impact that the broader world has had on the things that they do, and we see it every day in the work that nurses do. They see it in the hospitals when they have patients that are coming into ERs that don't have health care. They see it with patients that don't have pharmacy coverage. They see it with their people in their own neighborhoods that are unemployed. They see it with their friends and neighbors that have foreclosures, and so the economy, the things that are happening around them affect them, and they've said that these are issues that to them are very important, and they've taken on this push because they know it's right, not just for themselves and their families, but also for their patients and their community.
Yeah, I always wonder, because we've had some union folks get back with us that they have a challenge when they're financially struggling and they are paying union dues and they don't have a say whether they pay union dues, and then those union dues aren't directly going towards union activities as far as taking care of its union members. And I know you just commented that the unions need to become involved because as a whole this impacts the union and the individuals. But talk about that, spending time and money from union dues to get into political issues.
Well, these we don't look at these as political issues, number one. We look at these as nonpartisan issues. This is not just about politics. This is about what's good for people in their communities, and nurses have taken up this challenge, and like many other citizens, many other nonprofit groups, we've been asking for these town halls from a representative Camp in Upton for a while now, and we hope that the campaign that we've put on, and we hope that that they're taking notice that not just nurses but their communities are reacting in a very negative fashion to the types of things that they're hearing coming out of Washington.
Well, before we talk about the town hall that you're referring to, which is going to happen this morning, do you feel a pressure, a sense of responsibility? Do you feel something pushing you to do something that maybe other people don't see or aren't becoming involved with?
Well, what we see is we see in like the 4th congressional district where Camp is, we see 80,000 people unemployed, or I'm sorry, 11.1% of the people unemployed. We see 80,000 people without health insurance. We see the poverty rate for children under age 5 at 29%. And while all this is happening in that district, corporations are making record profits. And Camp, for instance, took in $1.3 million from Wall Street and special interests this year alone, and its donors are doing very well. We know places like Verizon gave $10,000 to his campaign and has gotten more than $12 billion in tax breaks. And the list can go on. CMS Energy, which gave Camp $42,000, hasn't paid a penny of income taxes since 2008. Same thing could be said for DTE and Honeywell and General Electric. And none of these corporations have paid taxes in the last since 2008, in the last 3 years. And while this is happening and corporations are making these profits, the working families and workers in this country are suffering, and it's just not right. And nurses, and I believe people, broader range of people are taking note of this and saying, wait a minute, this just isn't right. We're part of the 99%. We have expectations of our legislature. And you know, whether each individual person has its own lobbyist or not and can afford one in a democracy like ours, it's important that the congressman congressman stand up, have public town hall meetings, and face the people that elected him.
Well, according to the press release that you recently sent me, and I'll quote the first two paragraphs, since Congressman Dave Camp of Midland has denied multiple requests to hold public town hall to listen to the residents' input about decisions he will make on the super committee, members of the Michigan Nurses Association will do it for him tonight, while failing to hold public town hall for his constituents since his appointment to the super committee, including this week. While Camp was home during the congressional break, Congressman Camp has collected hundreds of thousands of dollars for his reelection campaign from Wall Street corporations and special interest. As part of their commitment to the Main Street contract for the American people, the Michigan nurses are asking Camp to choose Michigan's workers and families over greedy CEOs and Wall Street corporations. As a result of this, tonight at 6 o'clock in Midland, you will hold a town hall. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's correct. We'll hold a town hall. We'll have an empty seat there for Dave Camp that he obviously has chosen not to sit in, and we'll go about hearing the stories and hearing the questions that come forward for Congressman Camp, and we'll video it and we'll send it to him, and hopefully he hasn't seemed to have an interest in hearing from his constituents, but hopefully he'll at least take a bit of time and sit down and hear the messages from his constituents.
Now, how do you know the congressman is a busy guy, so how do you know that he isn't going to make positive moves when he has to make choices and decisions for the super committee?
Well, it's we don't know what choices are going to be made, but we do know that when we talked to his office, that they told us that everything is still on the table, and by everything, we're talking about things that are very important to the 99% of us, and that's things like Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, and we don't believe that those are issues that should be touched, and there's alternatives to that. The M&A, our national organization, National Nurses United, we've been pushing for a solution that includes a tiny tax on Wall Street transactions, which already exists in over 40 countries. And we think a tax like this will work well. And we've been pushing it since before the Occupy Wall Street movement. And it could raise billions of dollars that would avoid cuts to essential services. And we think that that's a good solution. And we think there's other ways to accomplish increases in revenue without having to decrease programs that are important to the 99% of us.
Do you think Congressman Camp cares about you, your thoughts, your concerns?
Well, if you say care about us, I don't know that he's shown a lot of interest in caring about his constituents when his constituents are asking for a meeting and he denies them. Yet he had time while he was on the super committee to go to a forum in Utah and a fundraiser in Las Vegas. He's had private meetings with invited citizens. He's had unadvertised telephone town halls with no media scrutiny, and the congressman controlling who's invited and what questions are asked. Well, we don't think that's enough. It's time for his constituents. They deserve a public town hall meeting where the congressman listens to them, their concerns, their answers, their questions in an open forum.
So there's going to be, as you mentioned, an empty chair with a place card representing Congressman Camp. Nurses and others will be telling stories and asking unanswered questions. They'll be wearing T-shirts that say Tax Wall Street and Heal America. Tell us about the Heal America part of the focus of what's going to happen tonight.
Well, Healing America is a broad issue, and it goes to what I said before. The things that are very important in our country, things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, but it goes even beyond that. It goes to the issues of creating good jobs and having health care for Americans in this country, and having food on the table and having good education. These are all things that go to healing America, and there's a way to do that. And it all takes is a small transaction tax on Wall Street, and we could generate billions and billions of dollars that would negate this continual cuts on things that impact working America.
All right. We've been talking with the Michigan Nurses Association President John Caribbean. The town hall is tonight at 6 o'clock in Midland at the Whiting Forest Visitor Center. That's at 2303 Eastman Avenue in Midland. And for folks who want more information on this, where can they go?
They could go to our website. They could go to the MichiganNurses.org website, and there'll be more information on there for them.
All right. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.